Ladies and gentlemen, the Secretary General and the Prime Minister will each make brief opening statements, and if there are any questions, they'll be happy to take them. Secretary General.
Let me start by saying that it gives me, of course, great pleasure to receive here for the first time Prime Minister Janša of Slovenia. I've, of course, started to congratulate him on his new government, reaffirming that Slovenia is a staunch and important ally, participating in NATO operations in the Balkans, in Afghanistan, participating in the training mission in Iraq. I'm of the opinion, as you know, that also the relatively smaller NATO allies can make a difference and can make an important contribution to the success of NATO's operations and NATO's missions. I have asked the Prime Minister, and he could confirm that Slovenia is continuing its defence reform, defence restructuring, and that Slovenia will, in 2008, reach the target of the 2% GDP in defence spending. What we discussed, of course, is the general NATO agenda. I mean, there is an informal defence ministers meeting in Nice shortly in France, and of course, on the 22nd of February, in the presence of the Slovenian Prime Minister, we'll have the NATO summit here. So we discussed the summit agenda, NATO's different operations and mission, NATO's partnerships. We had a very interesting talks. And when the NATO Parliamentary Assembly meets in Slovenia at the end of May, I'll certainly use the opportunity to have some interesting bilateral contacts. The Prime Minister has invited me to come to Slovenia, and I'll certainly have a discussion with him, with the Foreign Minister Ruppel and others. Let me also say that, of course, the Prime Minister comes looking also to Foreign Minister Ruppel in a year which is very important for Slovenia, because Foreign Minister Ruppel is chairman in office of the OSCE. NATO is very much keen in having close contacts with international organizations. Foreign Minister Ruppel, by the way, is coming to brief the North Atlantic Council tomorrow on the OSCE, on the status, on his programs and projects. But today I'm very happy to receive the Prime Minister. Prime Minister, over to you.
Thank you very much, Secretary General, spoštovani gospod generalni sekretar. Veselje mi je bilo, da smo se danes srečali na tem razgovoru. Slovenija je od lanskega leta članica NATO, po dolgih pogajanjih in po izpolnitvi zahtevnih pogojev je bil ta cilj dosežen. In od tega trenutka naprej Slovenija želi biti zanesljiva članica, ki ne samo, da je porabnica skupne varnosti, ki jo NATO ustvari oziroma zagotavlja, ampak želi biti tudi članica, ki prispeva k tej skupni varnosti, seveda v okvirih možnosti, ki kot država z takšnim obsegom in nacionalnim dohodkom, kot ga imamo, seveda ima. S tem zvezi sem obvestil generalnega sekretarja o reformah, ki potekajo s ciljem zagotoviti, da bodo enote slovenske vojske sposobne sodelovati znotraj skupnih enot NATO pri zagotavljanju te širše varnosti. Te reforme se izvajajo, Slovenija gre po tej poti, praktično vsak mesec se število teh enot oziroma vojakov, ki so sposobni sodelovati v NATO operacijah, tudi v NATO operacijah, povečuje. Z tega vidika se je Slovenija že pred leti zavezala za postopno povečevanje sredstev za obrambne potrebe. Ta plan bo tudi nova vlada seveda poskušala izpolniti. Slovenija že danes sodeluje v številnih NATO misijah, v zadnjem času še posebej na Kosovu in v Afganistanu, kjer smo v zadnjem letu tudi povečali svojo prisotnost. Slovenija je že prej prevzela obveznosti tudi za usposabljanje nove iraške vojske na ozemlju tretjih držav. razmotrili bomo predlog, da se število oficirjev, ki sodelujejo, oziroma častnikov slovenske vojske, ki bodo sodelovali pri tem projektu, glede na zahtevnost deloma poveča. Prav tako po tem razgovoru, bomo v Sloveniji po tem razgovoru danes razmislili o tem, ali lahko Slovenija dodatno prispeva k silam, ki zagotavljajo ne toliko vojaško varnost ali stabilnost v Afganistanu, ampak obnovo in vzpostavitev regionalnih institucij, ki so seveda nujno potrebne za to, da država, ki je zdaj na poti v demokracijo in gospodarsko obnovo, normalno deluje. No in še posebej sem vesel, da je gospod generalni sekretar NATO sprejel povabilo in bo v kratkem, se pravi maja, obiskal Slovenijo, v času, ko bo Slovenija gostila parlamentarno skupščino NATO, in bo to dobra priložnost za to, da še okrepimo dosedanje dobro sodelovanje. Hvala lepa.
Thank you. Please.
Maja Kocijančič, Slovene Press Agency, for Prime Minister Janša. Will the Slovene government also reconsider sending instructors to Iraq itself, and would NATO welcome this move if it came to it?
I'm sure it will, and we will consider, we will discuss this possibility. We expect much better, or still at least improving situation in Iraq after the elections, and as part of NATO we will try to do our best to contribute to the future stability.
And NATO, of course, would very much appreciate if it came to such a decision by the Slovenian government.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Once again, Prime Minister.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.